you would think, homosexual type.
Okay. Somebody who makes up his mind and refuses to change it, regardless of whether he's right or wrong, you'd say he's awfully...
stubborn.
Okay. Or somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper, he's awfully... touchy, sensitive,
sure. Right.
High strung.
Touchy, sensitive.
Okay. Somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Mm-hmm. If somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just
calm down.
Okay. And at the end of the day, yesterday after you mowed the lawn, you'd say you were very
tired.
Yeah. What about an extreme case of that? You say, I'm all
worn out.
Okay. Somebody you hear is in the hospital and you're surprised by it. You might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
got sick?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody who gets overheated and then he comes into the air-conditioned room and he gets chill. So his eyes start watering and his nose starts running. You'd say he did what? Probably. Start sneezing and coughing all over the place.
Cool down too fast, don't.
Okay, or he, the common, he... there's no cure for the common.
Cold.
Yeah, so you'd say he did what he...
caught cold.
Okay. And if it affects his voice, he's a little...
hoarse.
All right. And if he does that, he's got a...
cough.
I say towards the end of the day, I feel a little sleepy. I think I'd better...
take a nap.
Okay. Or at 6 o'clock I'll... in the morning I'll...
wake up.
Okay. What about somebody who's sleeping and you don't want him to? You might say, well, so-and-so's in there sleeping. Better go...
wake him up.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had some medicine by your table. Your mother comes in and says, why didn't you your medicine?
Take.
But I already...
took it.
And I have...
taken it.
Plenty of time. Okay. Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's just about stone.
Deaf.
Mm-hmm. And on a hot day, if you're out inside working, you come in, take off your shirt, and wring it out, and you would say, look how I...
sweat, perspired.
Okay. What about these places some people get on their skin, a little white spot in the center, it's kind of red around that, you have to mash it to get that stuff out? What would you call a place like that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Do you have... well, what about the white stuff that you mash those things?
Pus.
Yeah. But you're not sure about a name for those places. Would you ever call that a boil or a rising?
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, sure.
Which one? What do you...
boil.
Okay. All right. And say if I got stung in the hand by a bee and my hand gets bigger, I might say, well, my hand might...
swell.
Mm-hmm. It sure has.
Swollen.
Mm-hmm. I got bit in my hand.
Oh. Swelled.
Okay.
Is that right?
Whatever you say.
I mean, is that correct? Also?
It sounds good to me. That's what I would use. Okay. Somebody who's not used to hard work tries to do something like chop wood, gets a blister on his hand. What would you call that fluid inside a blister?
Pus.
Okay. And say at the end of the day, I might say, well, I think I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit...
sleepy.
Okay. Say if a man got accidentally shot or stabbed, you would take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat...
the injuries.
The injuries or the place where he got shot or stabbed.
The wound.
All right. Have you ever heard of proud flesh?
Mm-mm.
Hadn't heard of that. Could you say it for me?
Proud flesh.
Okay. If I got a cut on the hand, something I might put on it to prevent infection.
Anesthetic.